Peter Schweitzer, My Son Hunter is a film Hollywood would never make because the truth is too unbelievable. By Rebecca Mansour on August 30, 2022. Government Accountability President Peter Schweitzer said the story of Hunter Biden, as portrayed in the upcoming film My Son Hunter, would likely never have been made by the Hollywood establishment because the truth seems too unbelievable. Schweitzer, who is a Breitbart senior contributor and the best-selling author of Red Handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win, made these remarks during a panel discussion hosted by Truth Social for the upcoming film My Son Hunter. Watch the trailer. My Son Hunter, which marks Breitbart's expansion into film distribution, was a crowd-funded project inspired by the investigative reporting of Schweitzer and Breitbart News about the Biden family's corruption and the infamous laptop from hell. Schweitzer, who was the first to report on Hunter Biden's corrupt business dealings with foreign governments at a time when his vice president father was negotiating U.S. foreign policy with those regimes, described My Son Hunter as an entertaining shorthand version of his 300-page best-selling book chronicling the Biden family corruption. I think what people are going to get in this film is information lifted from the pages of my book and turned into the flesh, Schweitzer said. In fact, Schweitzer said that the truth about Hunter Biden's corruption seems almost too outrageous for fiction. It's such an unbelievable story in a way, Schweitzer said. I mean, imagine if you were a screenwriter, and you went to producers in LA and you said, "Hey, I've got this idea for a film. It's going to be about the vice president's son. He's going to take tens of millions of dollars from the Chinese. He's going to be a coke addict. And then he's going to leave his laptop computer at a repair store. And that thing's going to be made public, but the mainstream media is going to try to cover it up. I mean, the producers would just laugh you out of the room. Yet, that's exactly what happened." The best-selling author also praised the film's ability to capture the complexity of the relationship between Hunter Biden and his father with both humor and sincerity. "I think this is what will surprise a lot of people. The complexity of the Joe and Hunter Biden relationship, because they talk about how much love they have for each other, and I'm sure that that's part of it. But it's a very complex, layered relationship," he said. "I think there is frustration and resentment that Hunter has towards his father because he's expected to bag all this money for the family, and he's put in these situations. And I think the film captures that perfectly." The Truth Social panel, which also include Donald Trump Jr., My Son Hunter director Robert Davi, License to Kill, Die Hard, The Goonies, and Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe, was quick to note the Justice Department and the FBI's disparate handling of the Trump and Biden families, as evidenced by the treatment of Hunter Biden. "I've investigated corruption for decades on going after Republicans and Democrats," Schweitzer said. "The treatment that the Bidens and received compared with the treatment of the Trumps, there's absolutely no comparison." Schweitzer called the Biden family corruption absolutely the worst that I've seen. "You literally have the most powerful family in the United States taking money from our sworn rivals and taking it from four businessmen who are linked with Chinese intelligence," Schweitzer stated. He also praised the film's portrayal of the transactional nature of Hunter Biden's dealings with foreign power players, especially his dealings in China. "For all the crazy stuff that Hunter Biden was doing, for all the money he was taking from Russia and Ukraine, the stuff from China worries me the most because China is, of course, our chief rival on the global stage, and I think, as the film captures perfectly, the Bidens had multiple deals in China. And these are people that were connected, that were sending millions of dollars to Hunter Biden. And he was literally performing no tangible business service in return," Schweitzer said. "I'm going to go out on a limb and say, I don't think that these connected Chinese businessmen linked to the CCP, linked to Chinese intelligence, are in the habit of giving gifts with no strings attached to the politicians' families in America," he continued, adding that the film captured the transactional nature of these deals. Schweitzer said My Son Hunter's ability to flesh out the complex research in his books is matched by its entertainment value. "It's also just damn entertaining," he said. "I mean, it's funny, it's laugh out loud," he said, praising the film's ability to take a serious, important subject and not get rid of the seriousness, but also make it entertaining. My Son Hunter, which is available for pre-order now and will be available for download and streaming starting September 7th, stars Lawrence Fox, Victoria, Inspector Lewis. The Professor and the Madman, as Hunter Biden. Gina Carano, The Mandalorian, Deadpool. Heist, as a Secret Service agent, and John James, Dynasty, as Joe Biden. My Son Hunter is available for pre-order now and will be available for download and streaming starting September 7th. Rebecca Mansour is Senior Editor-at-Large for Breitbart News. Follow her on Twitter at @RAMansour.